Chapter 3. Making Connections. 1. Biology. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below.
This week we'll be talking about shark behavior. I want to start off by talking about shark hunting patterns, so I had you read an article about it. The reading discussed that the old belief that sharks hunt alone is probably wrong. Scientists have actually begun to think that sharks hunt in groups. Today I'm going to talk about some of the evidence that suggests that sharks hunt in groups. I think a lot of people have this idea that sharks hunt alone because of all the movies that show one monstrous shark attacking its prey. There have actually been a number of cases where shark survivors report that they were attacked by more than one shark. About a year ago, in fact, there was a teenager that was attacked in Australia. According to witnesses, the boy was first attacked by one shark. A few minutes later, another shark appeared and continued the attack. Even when there aren't any witnesses, biologists can tell if more than one shark was involved in an attack by examining the bite wounds. If the bites are a different size or pattern, they most likely came from different sharks. But sharks don't only hunt humans in groups. Scientists have also observed sharks hunting other animals in packs. Not too long ago, a group of researchers witnessed a group of about 12 sharks attack some baby beluga whales. What was interesting about the attack was that the researchers were able to see the entire process. First, a mid-sized shark approached the baby whales, which were kind of close to shore anyway. As soon as the whales saw the shark, they panicked and swam to some rocks. Then the entire group of sharks showed up and cornered the whales against the rocks. With nowhere to go, the sharks were able to feast on the whales. From all the evidence, it is pretty clear that sharks tend to hunt in groups rather than alone. This strategy seems to be an effective and common practice among these highly intelligent sea creatures.